Getting right to our first story, explosions in Boston, Massachusetts yesterday as the city celebrated Patriots Day. It's a state holiday in Massachusetts. Schools are closed. People take the day off of work to go to sporting events like the Boston Marathon. The race is held every year on Patriots Day. There was violence at this year's race. The latest information from officials when we produced this program yesterday evening was that at least two people had been killed and at least 69 more had been wounded. Early reports indicated that there were two explosions. They happened around 2:45 p.m. near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. A CNN producer was there.
Sure. I was on Boylston Avenue, which is sort of the final stretch of the Boston Marathon, maybe the final mile or two. I was packed with thousands of spectators on either side. I was packed with thousands of runners making their final sprint to the finish. And about 100 yards up from me, closer to the finish line, I heard an explosion. Turned and saw a big plume of smoke rising out of what looked like a sidewalk or a parking lot. I'm not entirely sure. It wasn't on the street. It was off the street. That much I could tell. Everyone sort of paused, wondered what the heck that was. And about 10 seconds later, about 20 yards from me, on the other side of the avenue, another big explosion.
Nearly 27,000 runners were participating in this year's Boston Marathon. Some were still out in the course when this apparent bombing happened. The race was stopped immediately. Emergency workers, police officers, and Massachusetts National Guard members responded, rushing to the scene to help victims. Some of the people who were injured in the blast were taken to local hospitals. Others were treated in medical tents that were near the finish line to treat exhausted runners. Law enforcement officials said investigators found and were working to dismantle other explosive devices in Boston. A state government official said there were no credible security threats heading into yesterday's marathon. This information was still coming in yesterday evening. You can get the latest details and updates at CNNstudentnews.com. Next, these events from yesterday in North Korea. They were part of one of the biggest dates on the calendar for the country. But as North Koreans celebrated, the rest of the world watched closely. Yesterday, the country marked the Day of the Sun. It's the birthday of Kim Il-sung. He's North Korea's founder, considered the nation's eternal president, and he's the grandfather of its current leader. Ceremonies yesterday paid tribute to Kim Il-sung. Other countries were keeping a close eye on North Korea because of concerns about the nation launching a missile attack. That's something it has threatened to do recently. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry just got back from a trip to that part of the world. He says the U.S. is willing to try diplomacy to talk with North Korea. But before that happens, Secretary Kerry says North Korea has to stop making threats and to ditch its controversial nuclear program. Our next story takes us to the state of Virginia. We're heading to Blacksburg and the campus of Virginia Tech. On this day 6 years ago, it was the site of the deadliest shooting rampage in U.S. history. The victims were teachers and students. The gunman, also a student, eventually took his own life. Every year since then, April 16th has been a day of remembrance for the Virginia Tech community. People come together for candlelight ceremonies like this one from last year. Also, other ceremonies and events take place. The names of the victims are read out loud. The entire state of Virginia holds a moment of silence in their memories. This week, also an anniversary for Major League Baseball. On April 15th, 1947, Jackie Robinson made his Major League debut with the Brooklyn Dodgers. When he did, he broke baseball's so-called color barrier, becoming the first African-American to play in the major leagues. Around the majors, April 15th is now Jackie Robinson Day. Every player on every team wore the number 42, Robinson's number. Back in 1997, on the 50th anniversary of Robinson's first game with the Dodgers, Major League Baseball retired his number for the entire league. Jackie Robinson opened the door for African-Americans to play professional baseball, but fewer African-Americans are following in his footsteps. Jason Carroll examines this trend.